You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, 312-332-3776. So, yeah, I just grouped some quarterbacks for no reason other than they're not Mahomes, and they're still considered young.
I'm trying to give you the anti-Matt Nagy answer, like just burping something out without putting a lot of thought into it.
Let me reestablish. It's a really good question. I'm taking Mahomes out of there for the, quote, young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So Mahomes is out. And obviously Rodgers and Wilson and Brady are longer established quarterbacks, but guys who are just really getting going now in their career. And I think you can even narrow it down to four, maybe throw Lamar out of there. Like, Lamar is still really good, but I don't know if he's on the same level as Allen, Herbert, Kyler Murray, and Dak Prescott.
He's the only one with an MVP of that crew. But I know what you're saying. No, I know. Like, I mean, listen, every time somebody says, well, Lamar's got to be better here, and I think there is some valid criticism for all of these quarterbacks at times. He's the only one with an MVP on his mantle at home. And they've done a brilliant job bringing him along, for sure.
I mean,
and tailoring their system. Remember, like, that's such a funny conversation, too. Do you remember his rookie year? It was Joe Flacco was the quarterback that they played with, and they would put Lamar in occasionally, and by the end of the year, it was just like, we can't hold this kid back
anymore. Right, I think it was, what, week 11?
Something like that.
There were some people who were saying he's going to be a wide receiver.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
He wasn't like this
guy who started 2 years in the playoffs Big Ten team.
My point is that there's an example of a team that took a talent and nurtured it and developed it and let it blossom on its own and tailored an entire offense to him. And they've been one of the better teams in the AFC ever since. That shows you what coaching and tailoring your offense to a certain player can actually provide and produce.
Josh Allen has blossomed, and he can run and he can throw and he's strong as hell. Justin Herbert completely looks the part and just is a baller.
If you, like I said to you,
he may just be scratching the surface.
If you take Kyler Murray and Josh Allen and Dak Prescott,
Kyler is so much fun to watch, and he continues to get better, and he can do crazy stuff on that football field. And Dak Prescott simply now is developed to the point where I believe he just does stuff to win football games and is great doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's older. He has blossomed into one of the better quarterbacks in the league, for sure.
Coming off a horrific injury.
Absolutely. This is why it's a really good question and hard for me just to burp out an answer because, you know, if I'm going to come to my ultimate conclusion, I just don't want to reach for one. Like, if you take the first 19 games of all of their careers, Justin Herbert's the best player of all of them. His accuracy, how he's handled things with less talent around him.
Keenan Allen.
I got Amari Cooper.
Austin Eckler.
I got Ezekiel Elliott over here. I got a lot of guys in Dallas. I got an offensive line that every one of them is
Hunter
good.
Henry last year. I think Justin Herbert has had some weapons. Mike Williams has barely been healthy. He's having a pretty good year this year up until, I think, yesterday.
When you factor in offensive line and skill players, I think you can make a case for everybody has a better group than Justin Herbert. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's one versus 32, but you can make a case for Justin Herbert's got the least really to work with of all of them. And I'm just saying Justin Herbert through 19 games has done more in 19 games than any of those guys did in their first 19 games. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that he's going to be the best player 10 years from now. You could make a case for Josh Allen. You could make a case for Kyler Murray, who was more mistake prone when he was earlier, but he's learned from a lot of that stuff, and he's functioning very well from the pocket.
Being in the Shark Eye Club, yeah. I love Kyler.
I know.
I'm going Kyler.
I'm not a tall guy, so I'm not in the tall guy club, but I would probably go with, based on what I've seen through 19 games, I think Justin Herbert's got a chance to be Dan Marino with a little better athleticism. Like, Justin Herbert has ran last year for 234 yards and five rushing touchdowns. Like, I think this would... Listen, we all live in the moment. Like, the three red zone touchdown passes last night were all beautiful, and the kid's only 19 games into his career.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now again,
and
like,
that's what we hope in a few years from now, Justin Fields is in this conversation.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's like, in this young quarterback club.
I can't argue with your selection. That's what I'm saying. Like, there is no bad answer here. Like, if you say Dak Prescott, I can't argue with you there either. If you say Josh Allen... Josh Allen was probably the favorite to be, or the co-favorite with Patrick Mahomes, to be the MVP of the league this year. Like, these are all, this is why I think the league's in such good shape right now.
Yeah, it really is. Quarterbacks are good. Roscoe and Antioch, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Roscoe?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm enjoying the conversation. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All these other callers got it right. I think you guys are hitting on it. I love Nectarine, okay? And nectarines have a very limited season. So you get to about June or so, and you know it's nectarine season. You get all excited. The rest of the year sucks because there's no nectarines. And then you get to June, and I'm like, oh, there's a nectarine. You get that first nectarine, you cut it open, and it's brown in the center.
Oof.
So that's the Bears for me. I'm at that point where the Bears are that first terrible nectarine. You get all excited for the year. You get one, and then it's brown in the center. We all know what the problem is. It's not the decision making of Nagy, even though it sucks. It's not Ryan Pace, even though we know he stinks too.
But we're
it's
hungry.
The guys who are picking him.
We're hungry.
And we're hungry. I love it.
And
I
we're still going to eat that nasty nectarine.
I just Googled it too. What's the big difference between the peach and the nectarine?
I think it's the fuzzy skin, which I don't like, but that's another conversation for another day.
I thought that the peach and the plum kind of fell off the same tree and rolled around on the ground together and produced the nectarine.
Oh, really?
That's kind of always how I felt.
You just think the plum and the peach had a baby and it was the nectarine.
Yeah, because the nectarine has doesn't it have a texture more like the plum than the peach?
Yes,
right?
It's not fuzzy, like he said.
Right.
Yeah, the peach is fuzzy.
Yeah.
Get the peach fuzz.
Right. So I would suggest
not
to you
that analogy,
maybe, yeah, maybe the plum and the peach got together and created the nectarine.
Rob on the south side.
You know, all of them I'm taking home, throwing them in my sink and putting some soap on.
I know you are. Yeah. Hold on here one second. I hit the wrong button. It's been one of those days. Now, did I just do that?
Did I just
conference a couple of callers together?
Yeah,
too?
I believe so. You've
Let's
got,
just
yeah.
do it. Let's
Rob,
go,
just
Rob.
Let everyone go. Yeah.
Rob, you're on. You're being conferenced in with line four, who we don't know.
No idea
who's
who
on
it
line
is.
Four. Who's on line four? Who is this? Say your name.
Uh-oh.
Yellow. Hello, line four. Do you want to talk to Rob? Hello. You dropped off. All right, Rob, the floor is yours.
Yeah, guys, I had a quick question about comparing Nagy to other coaches. Like, is there another coach who is either an offensive or defensive guru who doesn't have a hand on the other side of the ball, but also doesn't call plays for the side that he's good at? And he's successful. And then, a second part to the question would be, if you had to pick right now a replacement for Nagy, you know, not in house, outside, who would you guys play?
I would go with an offensive guy. I don't think you have to. Now I'm going to get to people like, it doesn't matter. This is just what I would say. You could pick a defensive coach who hires a good offensive coordinator, and he'd be just fine. But I drafted Justin Fields, so I would like to entrust him to somebody that I think could
here if he's good.
Yeah.
That's the point of that. Like, I've heard Cap say he doesn't care. I don't care either he's great. You know
but
what I mean?
But you're giving me the choice.
Right. If you have your perfect environment, the coach has an offensive background. Therefore, if your offensive coordinator gets plucked, the overseer is always there. And nothing, the language doesn't change for him.
I like Brian Daboll as a play caller. I do like Greg Roman as a play caller.
Eric Bieniemy,
Eric Bieniemy as a play caller.
Would you consider Byron Leftwich?
Yeah, of course. I'd consider them all. Kellen Moore has really, I think, started to blossom as a play caller and a game planner for the Cowboys. But that's where I would lean. Again, I don't think it's necessary for an offensive-minded guy to be your next head coach. But when you have this much invested in the most important player, I would probably find someone that I felt really comfortable in trusting that goal with.
And then, like I think, I know the question. I'm not blaming you or blaming anyone, really. I'm just saying when we're going for the coach, we're missing everything. We're missing why this happens, whether it's Matt Nagy, whether it's John Fox, whether it's Mark Trestman, whoever it is because we're not starting where it should. And we could pick who we think are the good coaching candidates, but we need to get the general manager out there, and sure, we need to hire an overseer of football operations to oversee that. And they say, well, why do we need that? Our top football guy is Ryan Pace. Here's a good example. If Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are in cahoots about Justin Fields, and this is our plan, and this is our plan, and this is our plan, if there's a football guy who doesn't have as much at stake in the day-to-day operations, but it's just there as checks and balances and to run it, he could sit down with them and say, look, guys, this may not make sense. And this is why we have to get. They have no one qualified in that building to go to Pace and say, why are we still going with Dalton? Ted Phillips isn't right for that conversation. George McCaskey isn't right for that conversation. And I want to bring a conspiracy theory to the table that a listener has brought up for you about your Ryan Pace take.
Okay.
I want to bring that to you next.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Stick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
That's right. Would you rather? Every Tuesday around this time, it's brought to you by our great friends at Grand and Western Liquors.
Grand and Western.
Yeah, located on the corner of Grand and Western. Yeah. Very good, Wiley. You jumped it right there. It's in the heart of the city, and they pass the savings on to you. Whatever you want. You like your seltzer. You like your White Claw. They're bringing you the Vegas trip. Thank you to White Claw once again.
Thank you
get
you,
your
White Claw.
White Claw. Get the Surge, too. More alcohol in there. You want some tequila. You want some wine. You want some beer.
Yes.
Vodka.
Yes.
Rum.
Yep.
Gin, no. Now, you don't want gin. But whatever you want, whatever you need, they've got it at Grand and Western Liquors. The winner of Would You Rather will get a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors.
Light this candle.
Yeah, what do we have here, boys?
All right, let's get deep, guys. Put our thinking brains on. Let's get deep. What? Would you rather be the sandcastle or the wave?
I'm going to be the sandcastle because even though I'm, quote, destroyed, I'm still there to be rebuilt soon. The wave just disappears, and a wave is a dime a dozen.
There are no boundaries to a wave, but at the sandcastle, you're stuck in one place.
Yeah, but once it's reached its destination, that particular wave just disappears on the
shore.
But
the sandcastle the sandcastle itself is no longer.
No, but the makings of the next sandcastle is still there to be built.
The wave ain't going nowhere.
Yes, it is.
Just moving in and out.
No, the wave just got into the sand. A new wave is coming in now.
Yeah, but it's going to be the same
water. Are you continuing?
It's going to be the same water.
The question wasn't the ocean or the sand. The question was that particular wave or the sandcastle.
I'm going to be the wave.
Okay.
The wave has
more
staying.
You really want to destroy?
Yeah, I want to kick your ass. Yeah. And staying power.
Jerk.
All right. Moving on then.
Sandcastle. Yeah. I want to be a sandcastle that's destroyed. Like, what? Your house is gone.
Well, it's still a castle, and just because it doesn't look like a castle after it's destroyed, that sand is still there. The wave is absorbed by the sand.
Do you think a wave just evaporates into the sky?
Well, what are you saying that
I go back and I reload, and I'm coming after you again.
I got rhythm. A wave has rhythm.
I'm a wave. Yeah. I'm here now, and guess what? I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I look at them as all separate waves.
I'm going to take your sandcastle down. I'm going to take your lawn chair with me. If you leave a towel out, I'm taking that. Your cooler. I'm coming for all of it. You're just a little grain
of sand.
What
do you say when you see another? So you're bouncing in the ocean and a wave comes. You're like, look, a wave. And then after that's done, you go, look, another wave. Those are all individual waves.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not talking about the ocean as a whole. I'm talking that wave goes away after it's run its course.
So does the sand.
No, it doesn't. The sand is still there.
But it's no longer a castle.
So is the wave.
No longer a castle. It's the same exact thing.
I'm taking your sand with me back out to sea.
Not at
me. Oh, yeah, I am. Yes, I am. I'm filling my pockets with you. And I'm taking you out and drowning your ass.
Throwing you into people's eyes.
Now I'm
I may smell like urine because there's people out there peeing in me, but
what?
Who would have thought that this would have been as confusing?
Like right now, listen, I'm playing the part of the wave right now. I mean, I can't be the wave and me. So, it's totally okay for me to say that because I'm a wave. I'm not me.
Justin Fields is the sandcastle. It's built. It looks glorious. And Matt Nagy is the wave who only wants to tear it down for an Andy Dalton. I want to be the sandcastle.
Well, you just cherry-picked right there.
No,
Twitchers say.
Cleveland,
yeah,
David.
You just cherry-picked that. You put Justin Fields' name on your castle.
Yeah.
The question wasn't, you're Justin Fields, and you're a sandcastle. It was just sandcastle.
That's what I thought of. All right, what's next?
All right, guys. DJ Dingle Dick has a question for you.
You can't use that.
What do you mean?
Why not?
It's his name. That's his handle.
It's his Twitter handle.
He comes from a long...
No, I didn't.
I was going to say, I
don't know if you know this. He's a long-time listener.
Yeah.
He comes from a long line of Dingle Dicks.
Who is it?
A long line of Dingle Dicks. His father was a Dingle Dick. His grandfather was a Dingle Dick. His son will be a Dingle Dick.
It's in Urban Dictionary again. I know.
Why are you looking at that?
His last name.
You look up Silverman in the Urban Dictionary?
Like the sandcastle, you're going to get taken out of here.
I don't really care, but I think it's funny, from the way
you started the show at 2 o'clock with what you said about...
That's
not what you said.
That's not what you said.
All right, he wants to know, would you rather fake...
DJ Dingle Dick.
Would you rather fake your own death and disappear forever, or have everyone know where you are at all times?
No, if you fake your own death.
We'll be back in two minutes.
Thank you for playing, everybody.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
If that's it.
Goodbye. All right. You're going to play by yourself. Is that what you're going to say?
I didn't say it.
Haven't you ever faked it?
I was going to be the cherry on top of that Sunday.
Haven't you ever faked that?
DJ Dingle Dick in the house.
DJ has thrown me off now. The sand and the wave threw me off.
I'm not going to fake my death. Why do I care? I mean,
because then are you truly living if you've got to pretend that you're dead?
Yeah, you can know where I'm at. I don't give a rat's ass.
Me too.
Everyone knows where
Tonight
you're at all
gonna
times.
Tonight I'm going
to
be at my house.
And good luck to you.
Tomorrow I'm going to be here. Tomorrow night I'm going to be at my house.
We're not
Thursday
that
night I'm going to be in Vegas.
That's pretty easy.
Would you rather the Bears fire Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace?
Yes.
All right. That was done. That was over.
Someone texted me and said that he now believes that Ryan Pace is less of the problem than Matt Nagy.
No.
And this is what this has done to us.
I think these are inseparable. I don't think you can separate
the two.
Have
we done the poll question, who's better at their job, Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace? Have we done that poll lately? We did it a while ago. Have I sent that out recently?
I don't think so.
Who would win that?
Well, right now we are in a Matt Nagy Valley.
Right.
We are in a Nagy Valley.
Right.
Not Napa Valley. We are in
Nagy Valley. Who's better at their job? 312-332-3776. Is Ryan Pace better at GMing or is Matt Nagy better at head coaching?
Ryan Pace has never won front office man of the year, has he?
In 18, was he not? No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or did we get a clean sweep from the guys, the Wonder Twins up there?
Maybe.
Did we win General Manager of the Year and Coach of the Year?
A wave came in and gave them all awards and ruined swept their away.
Let's continue this. And if you want to weigh into that question, who's better at their job? Is it Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace? 312-332-3776. We'll throw out some more would-you-rathers, and we're back in 2 short minutes.